AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Anheuser-Busch InBev tops brewers with 13.6 million share move to the edge of a tie. Bud gained 5.9% for the week and closed just 0.1% below its 52-week high. But the stronger price action comes with a rich fair value gap and a thinner activity pressure read. Research brief. Anheuser-Busch InBev ADR finished the week at $86.48, up 5.9%, with volume running at 1.4 times its 13-week average. The weekly trend signal remains active after a 28-week run, and Bud ranks first across the U.S. Beverages Brewers Group on 1, 4, and 12-week returns. Although activity pressure has cooled, and the shares sit 39.1% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. Bud closed at $86.48 on 31 July, only 0.1% below its $86.60 52-week high, and 13.4% above the weekly trend line at $76.23. 2. The stock gained 5.9% for the week, 6.3% over 4 weeks, 8.2% over 12 weeks, and 54.1% over 52 weeks. 3. Volume reached 13.6 million shares, equal to 1.4x the 13-week average of 9.7 million, and 1.3x the 52-week average of 10.1 million. 4. Bud ranks first among 9 U.S. beverages brewers' names for 1, 4, and 12-week performance, while the industry itself shows only 44.4% trend breadth and 33.3% positive relative strength breadth. 5. The read is constructive, but not one-sided. The trend signal is active, relative strength is positive, activity pressure remains positive, but there is no fresh buy signal, and the fair value premium is 39.1%. Price action presses the high after a stronger volume week. Anheuser-Busch InBev ADR ended the week at $86.48, a 5.9% advance that pushed the stock to 99.6% of its 52-week range and within 0.1% of the $86.60 high. The move was backed by 13.6 million shares, above both the 13-week average of 9.7 million and the 52-week average of 10.1 million, giving the latest advance more participation than the prior 2 weeks, when volume sat at 7.2 million and 6.2 million shares. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 28-week active streak, and price standing 13.4% above the trend line at $76.23. That keeps the medium-term structure constructive. The caution is valuation distance. ShareMaestro fair value is $62.19, leaving the ADR at a 39.1% premium, which raises the bar for further confirmation near the high. Brewers' context makes Bud the group outlier. The sector backdrop is only moderately supportive. U.S. consumer defensive stocks averaged a 2.8% weekly gain, with 48.0% trend breadth, 57.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and just 36.0% positive relative strength breadth. Bud ranks in the 83.9th percentile among 218 U.S. consumer defensive names, supported by positive readings across trend, market dynamics, and relative strength. The industry comparison is sharper. Among 9 U.S. beverages brewer stocks, Bud ranks first for the latest week, 4 weeks, and 12 weeks. The group averaged a 2.3% weekly gain, but its 4-week and 12-week averages remain negative at negative 0.5% and negative 1.5% respectively. Industry breadth is also narrow, with only 44.4% of brewers in active weekly trends and 33.3% showing positive relative strength. So Bud's advance is stock-specific, rather than a broad brewer rally. Momentum is positive, but the signal mix is balanced. Momentum is aligned across timeframes. 1W at 5.9%, 4W at 6.3%, 12W at 8.2%, 26W at 22.4%, and 52W at 54.1%. Relative leadership is positive at 14.51 and has improved over the past month, giving the stock a stronger relative profile than many defensive peers. The market dynamics read is less forceful. Activity pressure is still positive at 0.27, but it has fallen materially from recent levels, and the signal state shows no fresh buy. ShareMaestro classifies the overall setup as a balanced read, with a composite score of 68, constructive price trend and participation on one side, stretched range position and cooling pressure on the other. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile is manageable, but not quiet. 13-week weekly return volatility is 3.9%. slightly above the 52-week base of 3.7%. Over the past year, Bud has logged 30 positive weeks and 22 negative weeks, with average gains of 3.5% versus average losses of negative 2.6%. The worst recent week was negative 9.0% in early March, a reminder that reversals can be sharp even within an active trend. The next test is whether price can hold near the high with participation improving further. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would strengthen the participation case, while a fade back toward the trend line would test the durability of the 28-week regime. Activity pressure is the key confirmation gauge, particularly because five recent reversal markers are already present in the Smart Money read. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Shermaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.